Testing, testing, 1, 2, 3. Testing, testing, 1, 2, 3. We're here. We just need the theme.
Oh, the theme? Okay.
There was a button that was not.
Oh. Here it is. It's my fault, Wendy. I'll fall on the grenade.
No, it's my fault.
Because
I should have done my own buttons. I'm going to stop letting other people do my buttons in 2019.
That's your resolution?
Yes.
I'm taking blame because I'm doing the whole show blindfolded as part of my Bird Box challenge.
I like your Bird Box.
Thank you. Why do people keep saying that to me? I don't know what that means. Hi, everybody. It's Bill and Wendy. This is the bonus hour. It's free. And I think you get what you pay for.
Yeah, but
I think this is a clear-cut example.
I believe yesterday you said that we were going to make this show a little bit better than
the previous day. That's my goal. And so far, I've lied.
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah.
Jazz, are we all in sync? Everything's good to go?
Yeah.
All right. Would you please explain? You started to tell me something earlier off the air that I'm very confused. Well, I'm not confused about it. I'm interested in it. And that is that by a shopping center by your house, we'll give your address out in a little while, but in a shopping center very close to your house, they have made a rule change as to who is allowed in and not into the shopping center.
Have you just developed a cold in the last 15 minutes?
I just caught a cold now during the transition.
I laugh like Muttley.
I'm allergic to Ima Sumac, I just found out.
You can't be.
That's the woman who does our theme song.
You
I'm allergic.
Can't be.
I'm allergic to her.
We cannot change that.
Right.
I have had a cold for 3 weeks, and it's just on the tail end of everything. And it's funny because my doctor's like, you know, I'm not giving you an antibiotic because it's not a bacterial infection.
Right.
It's just a virus, and you got to wait it out.
Yeah,
and
true.
I'm getting better, but it's been 3 weeks.
Yeah,
I just asked you earlier if you're allergic to Art.
Tart Nasseri, who works here at
Art
WGN.
As soon as you came in here, because I messed up my computer. Your eyes are watering.
Yeah.
Are you crying for him, Argentina?
I get emotional when I see Art.
Argentina?
I get emotional. You know, you don't get like that when you see certain people.
I love
they
Art.
They remind you of happiness, and I see him, and I go, oh, life's good. So I get a little weepy. I'm not going to lie to you.
All right. Well, all of a sudden, you've just developed a cold.
This time of year, I don't know if anyone else gets this, I get and lose colds 2 or 3 times a day. Like, I'll be fine, and then for a half an hour, I'll be all stuffy, and then I'm fine again.
Really?
It's a miracle. It's a modern miracle.
You're like an easy-bake oven.
Yeah.
I'm like the human version.
I'm like a human easy-bake oven, yeah.
All right, so the North Riverside...
North Riverside Park.
Especially for you.
That was fun.
It was fun. We're like Captain and Tennille.
Yeah.
One of us will die.
Oh. How did that take a twist? Everything was so good until then.
Again, you're Dick Dastardly, and I am Muttley today. North Riverside Park Mall was built when I was in maybe junior high.
I think it was built in the 70s, wasn't it? Right?
Yeah. Maybe high school.
State of the art at the time.
Oh, totally. And we used to go there. I went to RB High School. I grew up in Brookfield, but most of my friends lived in Riverside.
Mm-hmm.
And we used to go there and hang out and not cause trouble, but there was, you know, a lot of my friends worked there. I worked there for a while at the Gap.
Yeah.
And
my brother worked at that mall for a little while.
At which store? There was a Spencer Gifts and there was a
clothing store that sold a lot of leather vests. Does that help at all?
Yes.
Because he used to bring home leather vests that he got at a huge discount. I don't remember the name of the store. I don't think it was Jay Riggins.
I don't think.
No, it wasn't Jay Riggins.
Contempo? No.
Oh, maybe.
Contempo?
Maybe.
There were some interesting things there back in the 70s. And there was a Rizzi Toys.
Toys by Rizzi was
there. That was there, too.
Yeah.
And I went in there occasionally around Christmas time if I had to buy a toy present for a cousin or something.
Yeah.
But they only had, like, massive stuffed animals.
Oh, right. Yeah, they sold a lot of...
They were giant.
What we in the business used to call plush. I also refer to them as stuffed animals, but when I started working for Toys by Rizzi in Lincoln Mall, they called me aside and they go, you know, these are plush. And I go, in what way? And they go, that's what we call them, plush.
Isn't plushies a thing? Like a fetish?
Not plushies, but something like that. These are people who love human mascots, right? That makes sense.
Why wouldn't you
have some sort of sexual urge for a guy who's dressed like a duck? Why? That makes perfect sense.
What about Gritty, man? What is that thing?
I don't know.
Who would be turned on by him? Yeah.
It's the hockey mascot. I don't know.
That's weird. All right. So I used to hang, there was a Farrell's there.
Oh, the ice cream place.
Yeah. And their big giant thing was the zoo where you could get like, I don't know. I think it was every flavor in a giant thing and you'd split it with your friends.
Yeah.
And it was, there was a Burgerville Junction.
Every store was full at North Riverside Park. You couldn't, there was no open space. It was just jammed with stores.
It really was. And it was kind of state of the art.
At the time.
At the time. Yeah. It has progressively gone downhill. There was a Carson's there that, I don't know, is Carson's back in business?
No, they're gone.
There's a Sears there, which I don't think is in business.
They're gone.
There's a JCPenney that's still rolling.
What time is it?
Yeah, I
know what time that's going
to
end.
But I saw this over the weekend that police were called to North Riverside Park because kids, teens, use social media to get this giant group of people there.
Yeah.
It was like the Sharks and the Jets, it seemed, because they were, it was like a rumble kind of.
Fight. Their goal was to fight?
I believe so, because the police called. There were some eyewitnesses who worked at various stores that said, you know, we saw this massive crowd of people coming our way.
Yeah.
So we locked our doors. There's a Walgreens there. There was, there's a Chick-fil-A that's out at the Harlem Cermak Plaza.
Yeah.
And they closed for a while this massive group of teens.
Like hundreds of kids?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so then I had read
And they showed up with the express belief that they were coming to fight each other.
That's what it seemed like. The report I read was very vague. It's like teens use social media to show up and hordes of teens showed up.
Yeah.
And there were several fights and scuffles that went on. Police were called.
Oh.
And then now I see in the aftermath that they're carting people to get into the mall. If you're under 18, you have to be with an adult, with a parent, or you, if you're over 18, you can go in by yourself. Oh. That's weird.
Is that so? That's got to be temporary.
It can't be forever because you think it's empty now.
Yeah, no one would be there.
It's going to be totally empty.
Yeah. I used to. I think all White Hen pantries had this. I think for a while, where there'd be a sign as you'd go into White Hen Pantry where they'd say, "Only two teenagers allowed in store at a time."
I vaguely remember that.
And even that, I thought, that's really restrictive. What if three guys want to go and get a Slurpee and they can't?
Because bad people ruin it for the rest of us, Bill.
So true. That's very true, Wendy.
And the bad people, even one teenager's too many.
I guess so, yeah.
I don't trust kids. If I had a store, I just don't trust people anymore. I really don't. We've taken a bad turn.
We used to be told when I worked at the Toys by Rizzy that you were talking about.
Oh, home of the plush?
To keep your, yeah, we had a lot of plush. I told you about the lady with the snake in there, right? Did I ever tell you this?
That ginormous snake that was on the ceiling?
At Toys by Rizzy, it was a decent sized toy store. It was nowhere near the size of a Toys R Us. It was the size of a Circus World or a KB Toys, right?
Yeah.
So, about a quarter of the store, roughly a quarter of the store, was just stuffed animals, or plush, as we called them in the industry. And one time I was working there, and you heard a woman scream, and a guy was holding her arm and running her out of the store. And I didn't know what to make of it. And I thought I should make sure she's okay, because there's little to no screaming. I don't know if you've ever worked in a toy store.
Yeah, I can't imagine.
Almost no screaming. There's very little screaming. So I was running after them to make sure everything was okay. And he said, she has a horrible fear of snakes. And I go, we don't have any snakes. We only sell toys and things like that. And he goes, no. And he points up toward the ceiling where there was a snake suspended, but it was all day-glow colors.
Yeah, I was going to say, was it neon green?
Neon green and yellow and blue and pink. Like nothing about it other than it was shaped like a snake. But other than that, you wouldn't think that was real, because a snake wouldn't stand for that. If you caught a giant snake, you go, we're just going to staple you to the ceiling. Are you good with that? A snake wouldn't buy into that. So I explained that to them. I go, that snake, we don't have any real snakes in there. He goes, doesn't have to be real.
Were they on drugs?
Anything. Oh, I didn't even think about that.
Did you ask them
that? I should have asked them that. That should have been my first question. Hey, you people running away, are you on drugs? We are not. Well, then tell me more. I want to know more of your story of running away from the toy store. But isn't that crazy that just the mere image of something
that's ridiculous
shaped like a snake would do that to you?
She's a drama queen.
Do you think she is?
Yes.
I don't know how the story ends. That's the end of the story for me. I don't know what happened after that.
Well, Tom Negavon did this story.
From Channel 9 News?
Yes. And this was 18 hours ago. A suburban mall increased security measures after social media threats. People under the age of 17 were not being allowed inside North Riverside Park Mall.
So you could be 17 and get in. That's the cutoff.
Yeah, without parental supervision. Oh, my God. When I went there, I was about 17, maybe 16.
You wouldn't be allowed in today?
Yeah.
Sorry, Wendy.
Police
can't come in.
From surrounding departments were called to assist. The mall was forced to shut down on Saturday as big crowds of young people caused major disturbances inside.
What were they doing?
Two young people were arrested after the melee. No one was injured.
I didn't know there was a melee.
Yes.
Oh, that's something. Wait, Wendy, I'm getting a call.
That's Melee calling you. You have an appointment with her.
She does my nails. I'm going to have to cancel today. She does a good job.
Oh.
You know how some people put their feet
thank
in
you,
with
Art.
Fish?
It looks exactly the same, but thank you.
You've seen this, Wendy, at a nail place where you put your feet in with fish and they bite off the dead skin cells.
Oh, who would do that?
Well, she has me do that with my hands with badgers. That's got to be dangerous, don't you think?
Yeah.
I'm going to stop doing Melee. I'm going to stop coming to your place of business.
Did you answer the phone?
She has a store called
Melee?
Nailed It. That's the name of her nail salon. Isn't that cool? That's why I go there.
You don't even need me here.
No, don't
You're
say that.
You're a one-man show.
Come on.
The mall was forced to shut down. There had been a lot of social media chatter suggesting it's about to happen again.
Oh.
So everyone at the mall is on a heightened state of alert. Some parents are wondering whether or not it's safe to bring their kids to the mall.
That's a sad thing.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
Parents need to get a hold of their kids because it's their kids causing the problems. It's not the police. You need to take control of your kids. Can I just tell you something?
Yes.
Some of these kids are ne'er-do-wells, and they may have great parents, but their parents aren't with them when they go out in public. Hopefully, your kids behave when they're
right.
in public.
Right.
And for some reason, when there's a huge amount of people, the ultimate thing that could happen is a melee.
I hate to agree, but I do. I like that a kid is a ne'er-do-well in this day and age. In 2019, there's still room for ne'er-do-wells. That's excellent.
Yeah.
That's excellent.
But they're still carding people, according to Tom Negavon. The people under the age of 17 are not being allowed inside North Riverside Park Mall.
Do.
Especially not for you.
Especially not for you.
Without parental supervision.
Isn't that crazy?
It is. What does it come to? And this is where
the people who work in the stores still get paid. Like if you're an hourly employee at one of the stores at Shoe Carnival, will you still get paid for that? Because you went to work with the intention of doing your full shift. It's not your fault. There's, as you described them, ne'er-do-wells running around the mall.
I
you should still get your money.
To remember that you got paid
regardless.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like you'd have to work a shift if you were closing. I don't know why you'd close early, but if something happened, I don't know.
We closed early once because this is in Lincoln Mall, the no longer Lincoln Mall. Although there was a report. Yeah, they called it that. What a stupid name. That's bad for business, the no longer Lincoln Mall. That somebody wants to buy up that land. Did you ever go there in Matteson?
No.
It was gigantic.
I don't think I've ever been in Matteson.
Oh, you're missing out. Go this time of year, Wendy. It's lovely in January. But there's a developer that wants to buy the land, and then they showed pictures of what it would look like. And it's like this kind of high scale, mostly outdoor, but not exclusively outdoor shopping area with apartments and houses. Yeah, they've done this in other areas
yeah.
where they make a new downtown. And they kind of pattern it after the old downtowns where you could live above the shops and stuff. I hope it goes through. You know, because it's so sad. It's so weird to think that land that was once like at Christmas time, you couldn't park within a mile of Lincoln Mall. It was jammed in every direction.
Really?
And then everybody just lost interest.
Did they have a Sbarro's? Did they have a Sbarro's?
I think this was pre-Sbarro. I don't think there was a Sbarro at the time. But boy, was that was a fun place to work. You know,
it really was a good place.
Did you used to shop there, Jazz?
I live maybe 5 minutes from there.
Is that true?
Yeah. It's pretty sad now.
Yeah, very sad. Very, very sad. I never thought I'd see, like, when I would go into work there and you'd, like, you couldn't even get in. There were just people, like, in lines to walk into the shopping center. And I'd say to myself, well, this place will never close. They got a billion people waiting to come in here today. Not anymore.
Well, look at North Riverside. It seems like they're on their way out.
I know.
Which is really sad because I spent a lot of angsty teen years there.
Did you?
Yeah.
One of my daughters asked, because we, you know, we watched a slew of Christmas movies, of course, during the break. And my daughter, Reese, noticed that a lot of Christmas movies take place in and around a department store. You know, like Miracle on 34th Street has a department store in it. Elf has a department store in it. Yeah, there's a bunch of them. So she said, what's going on with, why was the department store such a big thing? And I go, seriously? You don't know? And she goes, no. And I go, because at Christmas, that's just naturally where you went to shop. You know, that
they
was
had
like,
everything, a toy department.
Yeah. And she didn't
know. Panty department.
Oh, yeah. Toys and panties. You get all your shopping done early. Everything's done. But she goes, I wouldn't even think, like, if I was doing a Christmas movie, that I would never think, well, we should set it in and around a department store. But it makes perfect sense. Where else?
And where do you find Santa Claus during the holidays?
Department store.
Or at the mall. Yorktown had one of the best Santa's helpers.
Did he?
And Yorktown is still thriving. There's a lot of good things going on at Yorktown. Oak Brook is like one of the best malls ever.
Yeah.
Old Orchard I have been to on a couple occasions.
Oak Brook is still nice. The ones that are still working, I don't know what they're doing differently from the other ones, although there's a big turnaround at Oak Brook I've noticed.
What do you mean?
Like, in the
old
days,
they moved the Apple store, which was weird to me.
Did they move it? Stuff that's there, like when you go back, I don't go to Oak Brook a lot. I only go usually on Black Friday. But stuff that's been there, like one year, you go back and you go, yeah, that store's gone and that store. And that store's gone. There's like stuff that every year it's something new. It's something different.
I'm very bummed that the Blackhawk store is not there anymore.
Oh, yeah. They had a good size.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't think they're in Old Orchard either.
No, just the staple flagship store, which is really the best place to go anyway.
Yeah.
But Oak Brook... they moved the Apple store, which was weird because I had to go get a new phone battery. You only had till the end of the year to get a special price on a new battery for iPhone 6s and 7s and 8s.
Yeah.
And so I parked by the area that the Apple store was, and lo and behold, when I got there...
You moved to a bigger location.
It didn't even really seem that much bigger.
No?
It's just a different, they're closer to Macy's now.
That store's always jammed.
Oh, I know.
There's never a time where you don't look in and you go, there's 160 people in there. They're always crowded.
If I may say, make an appointment, because if you make an appointment, you still are going to wait.
Oh.
But there were people that came in after me. We had a 12:30 appointment, four in a row, because we were getting four new batteries for our iPhones.
Mm.
And Michael and I went and brought the other phones with us and had the passwords and everything. And as we were waiting to check in at 12:30, people behind us who didn't have an appointment, I heard them say, yes, all right, well, it's not going to be till 5:30. We'll put your name down. I mean, you could
it's a long day.
Kill a lot of time at Oak Brook,
right.
But still.
Yeah.
And if I may just give you a tip, if you have work to do on an Apple product, take it earlier in the day, because if it's going to be in danger of the store closing, you're going to have to come back the next day.
Good, solid tip. Very solid. All right, we'll take a break. Kim Gordon will join us. She'll give us some news.
All right, this would be us. You know, you have a button.
I know. I just don't like to abuse the privilege.
Why don't you ever help me?
It's more fun. I'm learning.
To watch me?
He likes to see. He likes to keep you hanging.
Yeah.
He loves that. Kim Gordon is here. She's going to be doing our news.
I'll do it, Wendy. Kim Gordon's here for the news. How was that?
Kim actually told us something off the air. This whole melee that happened at North Riverside Park Mall, where they're not letting 17 and under age kids in without a parent, is happening at Water Tower Place as well.
At Water Tower on Friday and Saturday nights. I believe it's after 4 o'clock.
Yeah.
You either have to be over 18 or accompanied by a parent.
Oh, wow.
And a parent, I believe, is allowed to bring up to 4 kids, 10 to 14 with them.
Well, good thing. And what if you have a big family?
Right. Well, and if you're under 10, you
how
know, that
the Waltons
you can
have done this, Kim. What
they'd
if the
have
Waltons
to split up.
To shop at,
they didn't have money to shop at Water Tower Place.
No, that's true.
So, yeah, they're cracking down, too. So, apparently, there have been some issues at Water Tower.
Wow.
But this is only for the weekends.
So
Friday and Saturday night.
Sunday through Thursday, if you're 18,
think,
have at it. Go shopping
Water
Tower.
Right.
But not on the weekends,
just on the weekends,
unless you bring
I guess,
your mom or dad.
When kids want to hang out and cause trouble.
And then to add to this confusion, there's talk of Dave and Buster's going into that mall, into Watertower Place, and people are up in arms saying that'll bring in a bad element. Dave and Buster's will bring in, as Wendy likes to say, the ne'er-do-wells.
You know, I, like I said to you before, I don't think Dave and Buster's is that big of a problem because Dave and Buster's is not cheap either.
Right.
So, you know.
Maybe it'll bring in ne'er-do-wells who have money to spend.
Right.
Richer.
But they'll be in there for a shorter amount of time because they'll run out of money.
Right. And because they have to go boat shopping.
They're actually called never-do-wells because they could afford the extra letters.
Right. The apostrophe does not appeal to your poorer ne'er-do-wells, your richer ne'er-do-wells. All right, it's news time right now. Here with the news is Kim Gordon. Thanks, Kim. Here's a text, Wendy. It came in over the text line. Our Fox Valley Mall here in Aurora now has an arcade/bowling alley and an all-year skating rink. Nobody goes to the mall to shop anymore, sadly.
Well, that's very true.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's sad because kids, especially teenagers, they need a place to go. They need to have
somewhere. I hung out at the mall.
Me too.
Yeah.
All the time.
Yeah.
Wasn't wreaking havoc.
No.
Wasn't a ne'er-do-well, but
I wasn't either.
No.
But
it was just a place to be because your friends were there. You could walk around, maybe shop, maybe not. Just talk to them.
Yeah. We used to mall hop, too, because in Louisville, there used to be this little bus. Because in Louisville, two of the big malls are kind of right down the street from each other.
Really?
So you could take the bus from one to the
other. Oh, that's handy.
It's awesome.
It's very handy. They do that to some extent at Woodfield because they have that kind of...
Oh, the streets of Woodfield.
The streets of Woodfield is a half a mile away or something, right? Three blocks away.
It's like Las Vegas there.
Yeah.
There is so much to do. There's a Legoland store.
That Legoland is really fun.
It is fun. Yeah. There's movie theaters. There's bowling or something. There's a game place.
Didn't they just redo that mall or redo part of it?
Woodfield? I think they're
always working on it.
That's possible.
There used to be a Joe's Crab Shack there. That closed.
Yeah. Yep.
They're no more in Illinois.
In Orland Park.
Go to Louisville. There's one.
Is there still one there?
Yeah.
In Orland Park, which was two suburbs, when I grew up in Oak Forest, it was Oak Forest and Tinley Park and then Orland, and they built Orland Square. And it was such a huge success that the developers said, well, if one mall is good, two malls will be even better. So they put another mall right across the street from it, and it was awful.
Really?
Nobody wanted to be in that
one. Now are either of them filled?
Regular Orland Square is still doing fine. The other one, I don't know. They did all kinds of things to rejuvenate it. Like they cut it up differently where it wasn't smaller stores. It was bigger stores all next to each other. And that's the one that a couple of the former Bears had their own restaurant in there for a while.
TNT, Tom Thayer and Mike Tomczak.
Yeah. They had a restaurant in there.
It's not still there.
That's gotta be gone, right? Yeah. So they rejuvenated themselves a little bit. I don't know if it would ever be. It was just impossible because if you were a store, you'd say to yourself, well, I can be in that mall where there's all kinds of traffic or that mall
where there's none,
where nobody comes by. I think I'll go with the big one, you know, and that was so.
I have so many memories of Orland Park. Was it Orland Square
Orland
Mall?
Square.
That was the first one, right?
Yeah. And then we called the other one the Dead Mall, but I don't think that was the name of it. I think they had a better name for it.
The R.I.P.
But we'd always
mall.
Go, we'd always go, which one, Orland Square or Dead Mall? Dead Mall. All right, see you there.
You know, but it used to be, like, I remember my parents or even me when you'd feel halfway safe dropping your kids off at the mall.
Right.
You know, like, they would be okay.
They could spend the day there.
Because that
be
was
fun.
A good, like, little first adventure that they could do on their own, you know?
Yeah, right.
But now... They're not going to be allowed
anymore.
In.
Although I just wonder if it's going to get better and before it gets worse.
I don't know that it will. I don't know how. Like
social media is to blame in a way.
It's not so much social media as your option.
Okay, but do we also blame parents? Because I mean,
yes and no.
Teach your kids some manners and make sure they behave when they're.
Yeah.
But how do you know how they behave? You know, you hope as a parent that your kids.
Well, you're going to find out if the mall security or the police call you.
Right. But you think, I mean, thank God I hear reports that my kids are good outside of the house. Inside, different story.
Right.
Yeah.
But, you know, I've done my best. I don't know how much a parent can be responsible if they've taught their kids well. Sometimes kids are just ne'er-do-wells.
Right. Well, and we all have our moments, and you know, you hope it's a learning lesson. I mean, none of us are perfect.
But when your little kids have their own minds.
Well, you know, I knew there was an exception. There's
perfect,
always an exception to the rule.
Close.
You know, and the mob mentality really worsens things.
Yes,
if you were a kid and you heard there's going to be a giant fight at a shopping center.
I'd go to a different shopping center.
Absolutely.
I would be like, Mom, come get me.
Well, because everybody's got access to
phones.
Firearms.
You're not a ne'er-do-well. You're
I'm not a
fighter. Ne'er-do-well.
We don't think like that.
Right.
And now that we're parents, we can't think like that.
But think about it. They did rumbles, which is kind of what this is, back in the 50s, didn't
they? Not just the 50s. My school, when I went to Oak Forest High School, once or twice a year, you'd get word that our school was going to fight another school.
Are you kidding me?
No, it happened once or twice a year. It never actually happened because enough kids' dads were cops.
Right.
So one of my friends would say to their dad, who's a cop, hey, look into this. And then it was always canceled. But honestly, once or twice a year.
Would you have gone?
No, there's no way in the world I would have gone.
We used to have fights all the time. I don't know if you guys had this, but I lived in Kentucky, so we had smoking patios at in high school.
What is that?
What
mean?
Is that?
Where you could go out and smoke.
The school sanctioned it. They said we have a place.
Our high
for
school
to smoke.
Called it the loading dock.
It was actually a smoking patio.
Wow.
It was off of the cafeteria, but there always were fights
on the smoking patio. I'd bring a duck.
Why a duck?
What's a duck sandwich? It's crispy on the outside, tender
people
on the inside.
People would, you know, different factions would fight on the smoking patio.
Really?
Yeah.
Smokers are jokers,
Wendy.
I know you've told me that 100 times. So.
So how often would you see a fight there?
Oh, once a week at least.
Really?
You know, even if you're in the cafeteria, you know, fight on the smoking patio.
Oh.
And everybody runs out there.
And the school never said, hey, there's so much fighting going on the smoking patio that we're going to, if there's one more fight, we're going to close it down.
Smoking is important in Kentucky, Bill. You have to smoke.
I guess.
Not anymore so much, but.
Wow. The cafeteria at our school, when there was a fight, that was the place to have it. And for some reason, I'm not exaggerating at all. Girls fought more than guys, I would say at about a 6-to-1 ratio.
Really?
You always had girls fighting.
Yeah.
They were much more interesting fights.
Because
there was no rules.
I can't watch a fight.
No,
it makes me so nervous.
Too. I went once to a real legit fight in Las Vegas, boxing.
Oh, boxing I can watch.
Oh, I couldn't. I said I will never go to this again.
It's brutal.
I couldn't stand it. It was horrible.
It's brutal. Yeah. But I would say once every other week, every third week, two girls would go at it in the cafeteria. And the teachers, like, if it were guys fighting, the teachers go, we got to break this up immediately.
Right.
When it was the girls fighting, because it was so all over the place, and they'd pick up stuff and throw it at each other and stuff, the teachers were like, I can't deal with this. I cannot break this up. No. No.
And so how would it end?
It would eventually...
Somebody'd be hauled
the
off.
The CIA, the FBI would come in.
No, stop it.
Carrie Matheson from Homeland would come in. But the, like when the guys were fighting, you could watch it. You go, well, they're fighting over there, and I'm over here. I'm not gonna.
Right.
I'm in no danger. But when girls were fighting, because they would use the space better. They go, we
well,
have a whole
guys
cafeteria.
Too. Like an hour later, they're playing basketball.
Right.
But girls like
hold a grudge.
Longer.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Sometimes they would advertise upcoming fights. They go, come on, fight Thursday. Kim Brooks is fighting. Kim Brooks, she's fantastic. I got to see her fight.
She can really pull hair with her nails.
Hair pull. You never fought in high school, Wendy? I picture you as somebody who might have gotten into a tussle.
That offends me.
You seem like you may have gotten into one or two.
I seem really tough, but I'm not.
You didn't fight at all? Oh, I'm not disappointed. I'm surprised.
No, the only thing that came close to me fighting was a guy I was dating started dating someone else, and I was upset about that, of course. So there was a party, and she did a beer bong, and I said, oh, really? Just one?
Mm.
So I could do more beer bongs than she could, but then I really suffered for that that night.
Yeah,
and
you
the
paid
next
the price,
day.
Not
yeah,
her.
I did. But I felt really cool for a minute. Like, I can out beer bong you. Easily.
Oh.
Yeah,
that's
go.
A good story. Do you tell the boys that story?
No.
You should share that with the kids.
They, you know what? They wouldn't be surprised. They don't drink.
Yeah.
I think they've seen Jim and I drink and just have decided, I know what it can do.
Oh.
We're not going to drink. They have no interest in drinking, which I'm very happy about, but I'm very surprised.
Yeah. Yeah.
I really am. 19 and 16.
Yeah.
Count your blessings.
I know. I think it's absolutely great. I don't know. Maybe I have done my job.
Yeah.
You have.
I think you have. Yeah.
But I'm surprised. I just,
you know. You showed them by example what could
not to
become.
Do.
Right.
Wow.
They did ask
sometimes actions speak louder than words, you know?
I teach through actions.
It's very strange now. My daughters are 22. They turned 22 last week.
My God, how did that happen?
I don't know. It's so strange we're in a restaurant setting. Kylie will just order a glass of wine. And even though, I mean, she's 22, so you go, yeah, you can have wine at 22. Like every time I just go, well, how did that happen? When did... You can't just come into an establishment and order a glass of wine.
But isn't such a relief after your kids turn 21? You don't have to worry about that
anymore. You still worry about everything, don't you?
Well, no, you do, but I'm just saying it's easier than...
Like, I got made fun of last week because when... Kylie normally lives in New York, but she's home for holiday break. And when she's home, I check on her. Like, I text at night. Like, it's, you know, it's 12 o'clock. It's 12:30. Hey, where are you? Are you coming home? Is everything okay? Like that. So I said, what's the reaction when you're out with friends and you get that text? And she goes, my friends used to think it was funny, but now they think it's great. I go, why? She goes, because none of their parents, they just go, well, you're over 21. You can be out as late as you want. I'm like the only one that's like, is everything okay? Because I can't sleep until I know when you're going to be home. In New York, I've tricked myself into believing that she's home in bed by 10 o'clock.
Well, it's like out of sight, out of mind, too. But then when they're under your roof, because I had... one of my kids moved back in with me for a short time. And when they were there, it was always like, okay, what time are you going to be home? Please let me know when you're back. But I don't do that. They could be out till 2 or 3 in the morning in the city. And I don't know
No, there's no way to know.
Yeah.
My mom used to say this when I was their age or younger, actually. As I was leaving, she always go, what time should I start worrying? And those are such... pointed words, because you go, oh, couldn't you just say, what time will you be home?
Well, you know, my parents always say, there's nothing good happens after
3 o'clock. Oh, I was told after 3 a.m. Is it midnight?
My parents like to go early.
Your parents were very lenient. Most parents would have said midnight.
Yeah. Nothing good happens after
midnight. A wonder you never got injured or had anything bad happen to you, because really, your mom was not very strict.
No, not at all.
My parents were strict. We're not strict either, but I was just kind of a goody two shoes. Yeah. My sister and brother were, on the other hand,
was there a different set of rules for them, or was it the same rules all the way across the board?
It was kind of the same rules, but my sister
they pushed into
my sister with it. Yeah,
that was me.
Was it?
She was a middle child, though. She was a rebellious little.
Oh,
I was the baby. Still am.
And did that did your sister's story end well? Is she okay?
Oh, yeah, she's good. She's balanced out now? Yeah.
All right.
We all get to where we're going. We just get there at different times.
Right. Yeah, right.
Oh, and we have different routes.
Right.
Yeah. The beer bong route is not really the best route to take. I learned that now, but at the time, boy, I'll take you down with a beer bong or 10.
But were you doing stuff like that to rile your mom up a little bit?
No.
You weren't?
No. My mom was pretty strict, believe it or not.
Yeah. And, I believe it. She seems like she would have been.
Yeah. And I, you know, would try to work the system a little bit. And,
yeah.
And then I went away to college and... That didn't work. That backfired, too. More beer bongs involved in that. Just took me longer to grow up. And really, everybody does have a different maturation date.
Yeah.
Mine's soon to be an expiration date.
And you have more war stories to tell.
Yeah, not that many. I mean, they're way worse than me. We all just take our different paths.
Yeah.
Something that's happening that I want to bring up. God bless you.
God bless you,
Wendy. May God watch over you.
See, you make me laugh and I cough. And somebody said, you know, boy, I think I caught a cold from Wendy's coughing so darn much today. They should see you right now.
There's really been something going around. I have a little of the scratchy throat.
But do you get, I was telling Wendy, I get this thing where this time of year, and this always happens, I get and lose a cold a couple times a day.
Yes. When I lay down at night, and my husband especially, he coughs at night. Yeah. No other part of the day, just coughs.
While he's sleeping?
At night, yeah. He has to take NyQuil cough. And I've noticed, like, when I lay down, maybe it's because drainage or whatever, but you...
Yeah. Post-nasal drip.
You get...
Is that what it is?
Like, scratchy throat.
Natal or nasal? Which
nasal.
Yeah. Post-nasal.
It's okay the rest of the day.
I've been natled a long time ago.
Kim, I've been filling the tub with Robitussin. Every night I just dive into the
just
tub.
Just dip in that little measuring cup they give you.
Yep.
I do think it has something to do with the erratic temperature schedules, because allergies, I get seasonal allergies every year, which I feel like this started out to be. And it gets warm, it's going to be 40 something tomorrow.
But I thought, like, this time of year the allergies aren't as bad because
the cold kills
it.
Right. But all of a sudden it's going to be like 47
again. It's going to be 45 on tomorrow.
Yeah. So I think,
so your system can't adjust that quickly. Is that what
I'm
you're
saying?
I'm
just kind of making that up, but it just seems once the cold hits,
yeah,
you know, you're pretty good to go.
Yeah.
Right. And you would think germs, there would be less germs in the cold because it might kill them more, but it seems like there's more. You
right.
know,
I don't know.
People are more sick in the winter. And I did know, like, a couple weeks ago, they were saying, when I was working over Christmas, that flu cases have spiked in some states, but I haven't heard anything recently
not here,
about
though,
Illinois.
Right?
No.
Yeah.
But when it's cold, you know, your mucous membranes dry up, and that's where a little nasty virus can
right.
swoop in.
Yep. You would think. Explain this, because I can't figure this out. I'm at my, this time of year, I'm at my absolute best health-wise when I'm either working out or playing tennis. I think it's because your body's like rejecting anything bad, right? You're sweating it out really quickly, right? Isn't that it? Because when
maybe.
I'm playing or working out, I'm fine. And then 20 minutes after I'm done,
it hits
I get stuffed up again.
Or when you go home and you sit down.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe
so the
it's
key
your body
is to just
letting
constantly
go.
Work
you know?
Out.
Right, just...
Just be
just
at the club.
Move a treadmill in here and get going.
Work out during the show. All right, I'll do that. I can do that. I wouldn't be averse to that. All right, that's easy.
All right, just a lot of people texting in that I hung out at the mall as well, but we were very respectful. We were too.
Yeah.
But every mall had a place. Like, I remember where it was at Lincoln Mall where the bad kids kind of hung out.
The arcade?
A lot of times, yes.
And Spencer's Gifts?
Yeah, a lot of times it was by either the arcade or Spencer's Gifts. In Bremerton Mall, there was an arcade called Number One Fun, and your skankier children...
Although I like to go to the arcade because I love pinball.
Oh, me too.
Oh, my goodness.
Me too.
Skanks love pinball. But I was behaved.
But that's the difference. I don't see a lot of younger kids paying respect to adults anymore.
No, that's over. That's
it
totally
is over,
over.
But then there are some adults that you shouldn't be respecting. The world has changed so drastically.
Right. When I was in grade, I went to St. Damon's School, right? So when I was in school, we had to go to church once a week. And when you're in first and second grade, the path to get to the church was by the seventh and eighth grade classrooms. And you'd look in there and you'd see these kids who's, they were like the age of your parents. You thought, wow, they're like my mom and dad. You would never look at them the wrong way, ever. Cause you go, that guy will remember and he'll find me and he'll kill me. I won't. When we were in seventh and eighth grade, the first graders and second graders would walk by and flip us off. They would just see us and they had their finger up away and you go, what changed in six years? How did
changed.
What happened there?
That is a funny story.
I'll never forget. Like the first time it happened, I go, I know that kid didn't just flip us off. That didn't happen. And then the next time, the whole class walked by, boys and girls. I even think the nun who was the teacher flipped us off. She was walking past.
Did you go find them
Shirley,
and take them
she
out?
She didn't see that.
No.
Was it Sister Shirley?
Sister Shirley was the one. Yes.
Time's
flipping the bird.
I mean, we do sound like grandparents when we talk like that. Kim actually is one.
Yeah.
But there is less respect out there.
Right. So what brought that on? What changed, do you think?
Well, if you want to talk about our political climate, now anything goes. I think
it preceded it. It's been
it's been just
magnified.
Exacerbated by
right.
it.
Right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Right.
Maybe... You know, a lot of times people will say, like, parents don't parent anymore because they want to be your child's friend.
Right.
I mean, maybe that has
that
something to
it?
Do with it.
There's, not this time of year, but when it's nice outside, there's a tennis court I like to play on. And a lot of times now when you show up, there's two courts next to each other. You get kids rollerblading on one of the courts. And it's distracting to play with kids rollerblading back and forth. So
what do you
said,
tell them, Gramps?
I've said, could you guys not rollerblade while we're playing? And the answer is always something I can't say on the air. Yeah. No, we were here first. You go somewhere else.
So then what happens? Because you get riled when
I pretend I'm calling the police and they leave. I go, all right, I'll have the police sorted out.
Are they allowed to rollerblade
I pull out the
there?
Phone.
No, it says there's a sign that says
no rollerblading. But that's happened several times, right? Well, I'll just call the police and you guys will go to jail.
And how old are these poor
souls? So you're a rat.
Jail. Yeah,
you're a skank and a rat.
I'm a rat skank.
Okay.
Mr. Do they flip you off before they...
They rollerblade away with a... They do a dance, a rollerblading flip-off dance. Yeah. But like I always say to whoever I'm there with, I go, when you were a kid, if you were their age and an adult told you you can't do it, wouldn't you just go, oh, I'm sorry. It's you. Hey, you're right. I'll go elsewhere. No. These punks.
Shut up, old man, is what they're saying.
Old man Rivers.
Yeah. I don't care.
All right. I think we did it. We had a little rough start to the stream today, but I think we...
Did we rebound, though, Wendy?
Yeah.
I'm so proud of the rebound. Did we...
Way to go, Artis Gilmore.
Thank you. Bulls leader in rebounds.
Yeah.
33 seasons in a row, Artis Gilmore led him in rebounds. Our goal was to make today's show just a little bit better than yesterday's. How do you think we fared?
I think we did it.
I think we did it just a little bit better.
What about tomorrow now?
It's going to be tough to top today's. Let's go.
Tomorrow's Friday. We'll be fine.
Friday, yeah.
Quick week, man.
Yeah, fast. So fast. All right, that's it for today's show. Thank you so much for listening. Tomorrow, another exciting adventure. Bye, Wendy.
See you, Bill.